Economically speaking, we are certainly going for more. And this is not a motto, it is a conviction, said Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel in Havana while addressing the Commission on Economic Affairs of the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban Parliament. Díaz-Canel stressed that the country's economy is improving. He pointed to above expected growth levels in 2018 and added that the goal this year is to achieve modest but steady growth despite the adverse international situation and the tightening of Washington's nearly six-decade-old blockade policy under the Trump administration. The standing commissions of the Cuban parliament are meeting Monday through Wednesday prior to the third period of ordinary session of the ninth legislature of the National Assembly of People's Power, set for July 13th and 14th. Members of the Economic Commission reviewed the final report on the 2018 state budget's performance and implementation of the National Economic Plan over the first half of this year, 2019. The Cuban leader stressed that new, bold measures are being adopted aimed at increasing productivity and efficiency. He pointed to agriculture and food security as prioritized sectors.
We must invest heavily in the agro-industrial sector, otherwise the agricultural sector cannot advance. This is a nation hit by severe droughts, climate change, extreme weather phenomena. If we are to develop our agricultural sector, we are to invest in technology, irrigation systems. In some cases, we must also change the way we think and do some things. The agro-industrial sector is key to improve our nation's economy. By developing it, we become increasingly efficient, reduce imports, and generate income that could be well used to develop other important sectors.
The strategy, President Díaz-Canel said, is to boost national production, exports, towards substituting imports. In that sense, he stressed that the approved measures target both the state and non-state sectors.
There is a group of measures targeting specifically the state sector. We are talking about measures seeking to stimulate exports, the tourism sector, the Mariel Special Development Zone, and foreign investment. Other measures target the non-state sector. We are encouraging exports of their products and services. The non-state sector is an important economic and social actor, recognized as such in our country's development model. Even as they belong to the private sector, they enjoy all the benefits our society has to offer: free education, free healthcare, etc. They also have a duty to fulfill within our society.
Also on Monday, President Miguel Díaz-Canel participated in the debates of the Parliamentary Commission on Industry, Construction and Energy. Deputies learned that over the first half of 2019, more than 15,000 family homes were built across Cuba, representing 46% of the plan for the year. The Cuban president stressed that although much has been accomplished in terms of housing construction, it is a very sensitive issue as it directly impacts people's lives. He then announced that the housing situation will be a permanent issue for discussion at every parliamentary session. Other issues been amply discussed by Cuban deputies during these 3 days of work in commissions prior to the upcoming plenary parliamentary session include the country's demographic policy, given that 20.4% of the population is 60 or more years of age, and decisions must be made to address the growing needs of this segment and adjust to economic and social dynamics. The draft laws of fisheries and national symbols are also on the Commission's agendas with a view toward specifying details of these new laws that will be submitted for approval by lawmakers during the plenary session, the draft electoral law, and the election of a new National Electoral Council. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.